Fitton, The Continuing Scandal at the Los Angeles Veterans Affairs Office. By Tom Fitton on February 14, 2019. Veterans Affairs officials in Los Angeles are blatantly ignoring the needs of veterans and appear to be running some kind of business out of their offices. Despite Judicial Watch's lawsuits, the outrages continue, as their Corruption Chronicles blog reports. The Los Angeles Veterans Affairs, VA, facility that illegally rents its sprawling grounds to institutions that don't serve veterans just evicted several groups dedicated to veterans, including a nonprofit that for decades has comforted dying vets and another that helps those who are disabled. While the VA gave the volunteer organizations the boot without offering an explanation, it continues housing a parking lot for nearby upscale shops, a university baseball stadium, a dog park for the professional dog walkers of affluent residents, and athletic fields for a fancy prep school. It marks the latest of several scandals involving the misuse of this VA property, where a top official pleaded guilty to multiple felonies last year for taking bribes from a parking lot operator that defrauded the agency out of millions. This month, at least five established nonprofits dedicated to providing veterans with therapeutic activities, counseling and other valuable survival skills have been evicted, while private businesses that don't benefit vets remain. The Jewish War Veterans is among the organizations that just got kicked out, along with Twilight Brigade, the Disabled American Veterans, Vet to Vet, and the Association for Parrot CARE, which provides therapeutic activities for vets at its parrot sanctuary. A local newspaper reported the latest travesty at the Southern California VA this week, but Judicial Watch has for years investigated, sued, and obtained government documents involving the VA's illegal use of this parcel. For nearly a decade, a group called the Old Veterans Guard has filed complaints against rampant corruption at the Los Angeles campus, specifically for abusing and misappropriating VA property. The group assembled weekly and on Memorial Day to protest the VA's failure to make full use of the facility to benefit veterans, particularly those who are homeless. The government retaliated by sending VA police to harass and intimidate them at weekly rallies. One of the group's leaders, an elderly Army vet named Robert Rosebrick, got criminally charged for posting a pair of 4x6-inch American flags on the outside fence of the Los Angeles VA on Memorial Day in 2016. The fence is part of the Great Lawn Gate and marks the entrance to the Los Angeles National Veterans Park. Judicial Watch represented Rosebrick in the federal case, which was tried in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. The court eventually ruled that Rosebrick was not guilty of violating federal law for displaying the flags above the VA fence. Judicial Watch sued the VA police and other agency officials for violating Rosebrick's and his fellow protesters' constitutional rights. Judicial Watch has also sued the VA twice for documents related to the non-veteran use of the Los Angeles facility and obtained records that show the VA paid private businesses hundreds of thousands of dollars to reimburse them for terminating unlawful lease agreements. A 2011 lawsuit accusing the VA of misusing the Los Angeles grounds and illegally leasing the land forced the agency to make changes. As part of a settlement, the VA announced that it would dedicate the West LA campus to serving veterans in need by, among other things, designing a plan to help end homelessness among the county's veterans. The legal settlement also compelled the VA to terminate leases with private businesses that were never supposed to be there in the first place. The records obtained by Judicial Watch reveal that the VA paid 20th Century Fox Television $435,000 and a construction company building an illegal amphitheater on the north side of the grounds $287,318. The television studio used 72,160 square feet of VA land for parking, storage, and maintenance of production sets. Just a few months ago, a federal audit exposed rampant fraud and corruption involving the illicit land sharing agreements made by crooked VA officials in Los Angeles. Judicial Watch launched an investigation into the deals and has three Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests pending. This is a classic case of a bureaucracy busily serving its own needs and perpetuating itself to the detriment of the people it was created to help.